waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Welcome back to it, 18 after on a free-for-all Friday. Thank you for joining in. Good to have you here. We were just talking about the CDC will now have the ability to study gun violence and see what they can learn from studying gun violence. I'm not sure what they will learn, but it's a political lightning rod, to say the least. My next guest here, Mark Meckler, is the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, founder of the Convention of States Project, which is important considering we had Dr. Tom Coburn on just a short time ago, also a guy who is a Convention of States supporter, to say the least. Mark, welcome to the program.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you. So I get a double up today. Coburn and you in one day. Bonus round. So tell me here.
Coburn, you don't know. You don't need me. He's the best there is.
Well, you know, we're going to let you back clean up. You'll be fine. It's Friday.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you can do this. Just swing through the ball. You know the deal. You see, you've got a gun control measure here that even Tea Party members should support. Do tell.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I come from the crazy lost continent of California. It's very rare California has a good idea on anything.
Yeah, good point.
But in this case, they really have been leading the way. So a couple of years ago, they passed something called a GVRO, a gun violence restraining order. And I think it's an effective tool. It's not actually a gun control measure. It's, as conservatives say, it's about the people who use guns who do bad things, right? The guns don't do anything on their own. And so a GVRO, the way it works is it's a due process protection. It's designed to allow citizens who have somebody very close to them, a spouse, a sibling, a child, who they believe is troubled, who they believe is making clear and obvious threats, who is a threat to do harm with a weapon. It allows them an expedited process to go into court to request that those guns be removed. Ultimately, if they make a showing that meets due process, writings, recordings, actual evidence of the high propensity for harm, then law enforcement is enabled to go in and remove the weapons immediately. Within 72 hours, there's required to be a court hearing where the person who's been accused, who's had their weapons removed, can go into court and prove whether or not they actually are a threat.
No, hold on. No, and I'm going to come in here and say, listen.
Yeah, please, here's
the problem with what I've heard thus far. First of all, you have somebody that's close to you, a spouse. Yep. How many spouses in America don't get along? And so some spouse says, you know,
there's definitely risk of abuse here.
My dad's, my husband's nuts and he shouldn't have guns. You need to come get them all, right? So there's that. And then that plays into the battle over getting the kids. Well, you know, he had his guns taken away because he was nuts. So therefore, it becomes a custody issue. You see what I'm saying? And then you said 72 hours later, you're required to have a court hearing. Sounds great on paper. But as you know, well, we're going to postpone the hearing for another 2 weeks. We're going to postpone the hearing for another month. Because the court system's full and so on and so forth. And then 6 months later, a guy who's been set up by, you know, I can't believe this would ever happen. A guy that's been set up by his wife, is sitting there going, railroaded out of my Second Amendment rights. What say you, Mark?
So I think all of those are legitimate concerns.
Well, of course they are.
What I would argue is reality and history. In other words, this is a process that's used regularly in domestic violence cases. As an attorney, I can tell you, I've done dozens and dozens of ex parte cases. In other words, you go into court, you have an emergency situation, you request relief from the court. And by the way, there is no flexibility on the back end of that. These hearings are required to be held within 72 hours, or the weapons are required to be returned. So there are literally no exceptions to this. It's been used in California for 2 years. 89 of these cases have been done. Within 72 hours, 79 of them, the weapons were returned.
Out of how many?
You said 10 of out of 89, 79 had weapons returned. 10 of them, the restraining order stayed in place for a year or more.
So you actually think, first of all, you've admitted two things on the program here today, Mark. First of all, you admit you live in California by choice. And second
hey,
of all...
the house is for sale. I'm getting ready to leave.
And okay. Second of all, you admit openly on live radio that you're an attorney, you know, but you want credibility here. I'm working with you, Mark. I'm doing the best
I can. I'm troubled. Hey, we could add to that for Convention of States. I'm a registered lobbyist in a whole bunch of states.
Oh, good Lord.
Bottom of the barrel.
He's got the trifecta going on. A California attorney and lobbyist. Mark is here for, you know, People for a Progressive America. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So if you think this is actually something that is working, All right, I can listen to that. I can be reasonable. If you've had 89 cases, maybe we should let it go for another year, see where it goes. But you're right about what you pointed out, because I pointed this out to people who went haywire when they said Donald Trump said take the guns, due process later. That's been going on for a very long time if you take into consideration domestic abuse cases like you highlighted.
Yeah, and look, I don't say due process later. I say due process first. In other words, part of due process is that anybody who makes a complaint has to go in and show specific actionable intelligence, specific actionable items first.
Well, hold on.
Part of due process, and I think this is really important.
But hold on, that's not true in domestic violence cases, because we all know, we've been around long enough, all it takes today in a domestic violence case is an accusation. And it doesn't take much more, and it doesn't involve much proof either to have a man convicted of domestic violence solely on the word of a spouse or a girlfriend or somebody else. You know that's true.
I do. The problem that we have here in America, though, is I'm always looking for self-governance solutions, right? I want the people to step up and solve their own problems. And one of the things that we've seen in the vast majority of these mass shooting cases is that people knew, usually a whole bunch of people knew, that this person was a powder keg ready to blow. And the problem is there is actually no process in place for them to do anything. If you go to the police in these cases, this is true, by the way, in a lot of domestic violence cases, if you go to the police and say, I think this person is a threat, they haven't actually made an actionable threat against a specific individual, law enforcement will tell you there's really nothing they can do. So we've created a situation where, for example, in the case of Nicholas Cruz, everybody knew, lots of people reported it, he hadn't violated any laws for which he could be prosecuted or arrested, and so really that ties people's hands. And so if we want to untie the hands, if we want to create a situation where we, the people, can prevent these sorts of shootings, we have to put it in the hands of the people.
All right, Mark, I'm going to take that under advisement, because I think I see some ideas and parts of that idea that make sense, but I also see concerns for me real quickly. Is there someplace somebody can go to find out more about what you're talking about?
Yeah, sure. There are a couple of places I would recommend. I mean, the NRA is supportive of this. David French on National Review wrote a great article on it, and then I have a piece that just ran 2 days ago in USA Today, so all the details are in any of those places.
USA Today, look up Mark Meckler, common spellings. Mark, I forgive you for all the things you said today, and we'll have you back soon.
Well, I appreciate it.